should have had this with me, David Huggins. So, David, the podium is yours.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, my name is Dave Huggins. I'm a soil scientist with the USDA Agricultural Research Service in Pullman, Washington. And back about last, I think it was February, I think it was Ray Weil sent out an email that kind of invited folks from across the tri-societies to see if they would want to contribute to a session on science and the arts. And I responded by sending him this email called Ode to a Ped and said, well, would this be appropriate for that type of session? And obviously the session went forward, and here I am. I'm still kind of wondering if it was a good idea or not. But it's an opportunity to share a few of the things from the standpoint of poetry and art that as a scientist I've brought to the table. I share these during my talks and with various and mixed results, but each of them was inspired by a moment in my life as I went forward and had experienced something that really moved me. And I don't write poetry very often. It's just at these times when it seems like things just come together and you're inspired. And from that standpoint, this particular poem, I'd been invited to the Land Institute by Wes Jackson. I saw his face here a couple presentations ago, and I spent a week there and with students and with Wes and Jerry Glover. And at the end of that, on the drive home, I started to conduct this poem. And you may not be able to read it very well because on the backdrop is when I got home, we had been doing some work with perennial wheat. And what you see there is I kind of ripped up the perennial wheat, and you can see exposed there the roots and the soil, and it's all kind of aggregated together. And it shows really this interaction of roots and soil giving rise to these peds. And, of course, peds are kind of the fundamental unit of soil structure, their aggregation. And there's a lot of analogies, I think, with soil, with people, and it's striking how this type of poetry really resonates with a lot of different groups, whether they're soil scientists or not. So, Ode to a Ped. Born of particles individual, time-melding organic mineral dance, beauty emerges, complexity spiritual, fate unknowable, dramatic chance. Thanks. That's one. I tend to write about four lines because that's all I can usually remember. I was really impressed by Lynn's work. I'm not sure I could recite anything that long. But anyway, I started my career as a soils person back in 1981. My first job was with the Soil Conservation Service. I was out in Moscow, Idaho, and they were targeting places in the United States to hire where soil erosion was a tremendous issue. And from that standpoint, this is my first exposure to agriculture as well, and I got really acquainted with the soil erosion processes and agriculture and the use of the plow. And I'm not against the plow. We still use it today, but still, this is entitled Mankind's Mistake. Plow turns soil, scouring earth, organic mineral exploitation. Earth turns mankind, patient rebirth. Mankind's mistake is nature's wisdom. Thank you. When we eat something, we digest it and it nourishes us. And at the same time, it's a connection with everything on this earth across the globe. And this is a poem that was inspired by some Earth Day talks, invitations to speak at the local community church and to kind of express some of my views on soil science, but also to kind of hammer it home with this type of poetry. So this is called Food Web Ethics. A taste of wind, water, sun, and soil. Deep communion with earthly toil. Sensual celebration of profound intimacy. Entwined with justice, peace, love, and ecstasy. Thank you. I've been part of a project that was funded through the USDA NIFA, and it's called Regional Approaches to Climate Change. And last Christmas, Santa brought me a book. It was called The Sixth Extinction. I read that over the course of the holidays and was fairly depressed afterwards. And I wrote this poem after that, and I was trying to, we're engaged in, mitigation of and adaptation to climate change, and I used quite a bit of the terminology that we were currently using to describe some of our science. And also depicted here is a friend of mine that I grew up with. I think I knew him when I was about 4 years old, and he was two. And he came out to visit us out in the Palouse region. And so this is called Mitigation Man. Human resilience proclaims clever adaptation, while thresholds crossed create mass extinction. Earth cleanses all corruption, peacefully turning nature's hysteresis profoundly yearning. Thanks. Well, the REACH project has been really inspirational, not just from a science perspective, but Sanford Eigenbrode, as the project director, has been really conscientious towards pushing us not to just do science, but to do art as well. And one of the first things that we did was form the REACH band. Okay, so this drew upon the somewhat limited talent amongst our scientists to play instruments, but also to do it as part of our annual meetings. And we had a lot of fun doing it. And there's actually some pretty good musicians. I'd never been part of a band before, but I like to write a verse a little bit, and I can sing occasionally. And from that standpoint, I still remember our first performance. And we were all there on the stage, and the other band members said, "Well, Dave, you're the front man." And I said, "Well, what is a front man?" So from that standpoint, I learned a little bit more of the band vernacular, not very much. But I've also been, as part of the project, the scientist that's worked on agroecological zones and what they may, their description and from a scientific standpoint, that kind of links many different elements of the REACH project together. So it's kind of an integrative theme from the standpoint of the REACH project in and of itself. The other thing from the standpoint of the REACH project that I wanted to mention was the University of Idaho Music Department also took our data from the REACH project and composed a piece that went on for actually a couple hours. We had a gathering that was open to the public where they played for over 2 hours, actually. And it was really interesting because people were playing their flutes backwards, and this music that was coming out that was descriptive of our project was very interesting. And at the same time, the scientists and other folks that had been involved with this project had all their pieces of art they had brought, any kind of inspirational kinds of pieces they had brought with them, and they had on display. And it was just a wonderful evening of sharing art and science and music in particular. This is where I put on a different hat, just to change my attitude a little bit on this. And for better or for worse, I brought my harmonica along. I don't have the benefit of the REACH band backing me up here. But with all apologies to the real musicians out in the audience, and I must say, though, that I was down at in Hell's Kitchen last night, And there's a few people that were instigating me on, but I brought my harmonica with me, and I gave a little bit of a dress rehearsal, and they pushed me to actually perform this tonight and today this afternoon. so So, yeah, you're much more nervous doing this type of thing than the many talks that I've given as a scientist. For some reason, it's just a little bit different. And, but that's encouragement because we grow through this process. This puts, you're out on your edge, and you're stretched. And that's not a bad thing to have happen to you throughout your life. So from that standpoint, regardless of how all this comes out, and one more story is that, my son and I were on the couch, and I told him I might sing this, and he said, "Dad, no." And they said, "Who are you going to do this to?" "Well, it's just an international gathering of my colleagues." And he said, "Oh, Dad, well, you'll have to do it." So, anyway, this is called the AZ Blues. Woke up this morning in my AE zone. Woke up this morning feeling all alone, and I got the AZ, the agro-ecro zone blues. Ain't no silver bullet to end my AZ blues. Well, I gotta change my crop rotation, gotta change my tillage too. Can't even put on my nitrogen the way I used to do, and I got the AZ, the agro-ecrozone blues. Gotta save the world from climate and from me and you. Well, I worked on in the evening and on through the night, but still in the morning my AZ was out of sight, and I got the AZ, the agro-ecrozone blues. There ain't no silver bullet to end my AZ blues. Well, someday we're gonna get it. I'm gonna wake up in my zone. The crops will be intensive, no tillage, the norm, and I won't have no AZ, no agro-ecrozone blues. Gonna save the world from climate, and for me and you. Probably no questions, right?
And now, who gets to follow that up? Okay.